This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Intense UN and European pressure on another Latin American country has failed. Honduras, in the process of updating its penal code laws, will remain strongly pro-life after thousands of citizens turned out to oppose the effort to make abortion legal. Hondurans see the connection between opposing abortion and preserving the family. One protest sign read, "We save the family." Canada is considering the expansion of assisted suicide to the mentally ill. Eric Metaxas is a pro-life media person who admits openly that he suffers a mental illness. He says the common thread between all mental illness is that there is a disconnect between what the person's mind says is true and what is actually true, and adds that the distortions caused by mental illness render Canada's notion of consent to assistance in arranging early death absurd. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Other headlines show Delaware making a full embrace of legal abortion. Minnesota's governor and Illinois' legislature are embracing abortion funding by taxpayers. New York legislators are the latest to seek arranged and assisted suicides for citizens. And Canadian doctors who like providing suicide assistance are forming their own unique medical suicide association. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.